The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
What makes him a great player on the pitch makes him a pain in the ass off it.
Roy Keane is not going home.
People are Second. One side or another.
Roy Keane's done nothing wrong.
I feel he's let down his country.
He can't be replaced.
He got us to the World Cup.
You're unmanageable.
No, it's you that can't manage. That's the problem.
I think it's a spray.
What a bad joke.
He's the best player we have.
You done.
Your outbreak shook the nation.
I don't think we're done.
You never tell me when we're done. I'm just getting started.
Now, it was the civil war that divided Ireland, possibly more than the actual civil war. But 23 years after Saipan happened, and you were either on Roy's side or else on Mick McCarthy's, either way, Roy Keane ended up not playing in the 2002 World Cup when our prospects had looked pretty good going in. As we've known for some time now, the infamous bust-up has been turned into a film. It got its world premiere last night at the Toronto Film Festival, but our resident film expert here on News Talk, the presenter of Screen Time, John Fardy, has seen the movie and he's on the line now. John, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, did you enjoy it?
Oh, so much. Now, the thing is, I was right back there. I mean, I remember this vividly. I was of an age and still am a big football fan. And, you know, I remember my best mate's dad and him really going at it to the point of one of them storming out of the kitchen because he was pro Keane and his son very much wasn't. And I was suddenly back there. This is Saipan as we remember it and as we imagine it probably happened.
And how credible are the actors in the principal roles?
Incredibly credible, if that's even proper grammar, because Aina Hardwick plays Keane. People will know him from various things. He's done a lot of acting in England, Mr. Bates versus the Post Office, but he was also in Normal People. You know, Keane had this, first of all, physically, I suppose he still has it today, but back then, you remember that famous interview with Tommy Gorman, he had this athletic leanness. Like, he looked built, but he also looked svelte. And Aina Hardwick has that physicality. But what he has is that fear that many a Match of the Day journalist and reporter, Antonio O'Donoghue, had to deal with over the years. And even yourself, maybe, when he got a look in his eye that was kind of terrifying. Aina Hardwick inhabits that brilliantly. It was spine-tingling. And it's not an impression, because that's easy to do. And no disrespect to Mario Rosenstock, he's not doing that. He's inhabiting Keane in his full mercurial way. And then we have Steve Coogan playing Mick McCarthy, and like, it's brilliant. Now, we know, you and I talked about a show before called The Trip, where him and Rob Brydon go around, and they do great impressions. So he knows how to do voices, and he sounds a lot like Mick McCarthy, and he does that put upon, world weary, let's give it a go. And there's really funny moment in it where, when he gets to his hotel room in Saipan, as opposed to taking out a picture of his wife, he takes out this is Mick McCarthy, by the way, played by Steve Coogan. He takes a picture of Jack Charlton, and the implication, and he puts him on, and he kind of almost genuflects to Big Jack. And don't forget, he played under Jack, obviously.
Of course, so, he was Captain Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's how he was dubbed at the time.
But the implication is that, in a way, he saw himself in the same management style. We'll give it a go. We'll go and compete. Whereas Keane, like, this is nonsense. Why don't we actually just train and do it all properly?
Now,
so they are both brilliant.
Remembering those events, the problem was that you had a time difference between Saipan and Ireland. So things would happen overnight, when we'd be all in bed, we'd wake up to another catastrophe that was unfolding in Saipan. And then something would happen in Ireland during the day, and the guys wouldn't learn about it until they woke up in Saipan. This is the time difference. So you had the Tommy Gorman interview, for example. Does that feature large in the movie? Because it was a key element to the whole drama.
Yeah, the Tommy Gorman thing is recreated. And God bless them, they use Tommy Gorman, God rest him, opposite Aina Hardwick now. And they have all those moments that were happening back in Ireland. And what they do quite well, I thought, is they play mostly reportage stuff. So you hear the departed Gerry Ryan, Derek Davis was in there. You actually didn't feature. I thought they would, because I'm sure you discussed this many, many times.
I certainly did. And I ended up eyeball to eyeball with Roy Keane in the Royal Hospital Kilmainham at a charity event, which was interesting until Teresa intervened. And I won't say she tore us apart. She gently led him away.
How long after Saipan was that?
Oh, there was a few years afterwards. He had an issue with Mick McCarthy being on the Late Late Show and making various comments. But happily, Roy and I have made our peace since.
Excellent. Well, talking of that, I was thinking, you know, what Roy's going to think of this, because certainly for the large part of the movie, and I don't want to reopen the debate, but I guess we are, you would, you know, probably be on Roy's side, the way it's painted in this movie, because they get to Saipan. Now, it's exaggerated for dramatic purposes, but the pitch they're playing on, there's a goat on it. Players are getting, on the little time they train, because according to this movie, they're busy in the bar and stuff, many of the players, and certainly the FAI suits, as Eamon Dunphy might call them, but the players are injuring themselves because the pitch is so bad. What is fact is there were no footballs when they first arrived.
Yeah, no kit and no footballs.
And no sun cream. And you might think, oh, that's very David Beckham-esque, but it was baking. Like, they needed sun cream. So the catering, you know, Roy Keane used to go on about the food, but you see him watching BBC coverage of the English players arriving in Japan, and they're being escorted in limos through the streets of Japan. And he's watching this, and then they're being given sandwiches for breakfast. So certainly for the first hour of this film, and it's a neat 90 minutes, you're kind of on the side of Roy Keane. As it goes on, and it's no spoilers, we all know how it ends. He didn't play. Like, if you don't know that, you know, where have you been for the last 23 years? But he gets a lot more combustible. And the movie kind of almost says, who was he arguing with by the end? He's gotten into such a tizzy, it's almost hard to tell where his anger is directed. But I would say the movie is largely on the side of Keane for the most part.
Anyway, you enjoyed it enormously, and I presume that means you were kind of keenish as well, rather than McCarthy-ish.
Well, I don't know if I was.
Anyway, you were only a child then. You were only a child at that time.
I wasn't as young as you thought, but this is probably Keane-friendly. But I'm sure he's not going to watch it. I mean, I don't think either of them will, because I imagine it's the last thing either of them ever want to revisit, you know? And I should say, you know, this famous like, there was lots of arguments in Saipan, but the famous moment where they finally went at it in front of all the players when he called the team movie, that is the highlight of the film, because Aina Hardwick playing Keane does not hold back, and it's cringing. And you're there and you're just wondering, he's never going to be able to play for Ireland.
I remember interviewing Jack Charlton after all of this, and I had heard exactly what had been said by Keane to Mick McCarthy. And Jack was kind of defending Keane, you know, the lad, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And then he said, I mean, what did he say? And I whispered in his ear, I couldn't say it, was too obscene to say it out loud on the telly. And he said, I would have sent him home.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You're standing watching this tirade and you're just thinking, where would you go after this? Like, if you were a school teacher and a pupil said this to you, you'd send them home. Albeit for a day or two, you know.
All right. Well, John, I'm looking forward to the movie enormously. John Fardy, the host of Screen Time, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.